Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives radio show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello, in UK Health Radio Land. I'm Liz Larson, and I'm here with my friend,
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna.
Hey.
We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And we're also the duo that created the amazing Cogno Movement System. So today, Bill and I have, we're on the phone most mornings, and we have been chatting about manifesting, and more specifically, some of the things we're doing ourselves in manifesting. So I was telling Bill this morning that I have a new policy. You know what it is, Bill?
I just love this one. I'm not going to put up with my own crap anymore.
Exactly. I'm not putting up with my own beep. I use the other word for that. And it's kind of funny, but it's so true. So Bill and I are constantly doing our own work, and our practitioners around the world, we do our own cognitive movement sessions. And sometimes they're like 3 minutes in the morning just to harmonize the brain, get ideas, get energy, create balance. Other times it's a little bit longer just to kind of, I like to say, like crack the salt off if you wake up salty in the morning with whatever your issue is and you're cranky. Maybe that's just me. You know, maybe a 10-minute session that really deals with that sensation, the particular sensation of that you're cranky about. And kind of opens up the mind, harmonizes the body, creates a good flow of energy, and makes sure that what's in your particular field for the day is something good. And then the third way is if you really got an issue that day, then you're digging in and doing a full-length cognitive movement session, which could be, 30, 45 minutes. But we do this work, and lately, I realize there's some real requirements for manifesting. And one of them is not putting up with your own crap, your own rules.
Yeah, isn't that great? You know what? I like the way that you put that. You know, it is our own rules. And when you think about real life rules, whatever the rules are for you, they're real. Don't do this. Do that every time. And it turns out that these rules are really founded in our neurological system, our actual feelings that our neurology generates. I get very, very uncomfortable if I violate my own rules, or I start to press up against the boundary of my rule, whatever rule that might be in any category of life. That rule could be something around relationships. It could be something around speaking up and saying what you mean for fear of maybe offending somebody. It could be a rule around don't go below this balance in your checking account. Or the more subtle one, don't go above this balance. You'll start to get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't drive that type of car. It's for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't wear those clothes because that signals whatever.
You know, it's so true. We had a person in our last Cognoconscious event who had a history of her family was had illness. They were just not well people. I think they're a Pacific Islander, a race people. And this woman wanted to be vibrant and healthy. And all of a sudden it came up during the seminar. Oh my God, if I'm vibrant and healthy, I break the rules. I step out. Isn't everybody else going to be mad at me and feel bad? Because this is what we do. We have a lot of health problems. So in that moment, she realized she'd signed the terms and agreements of her family's illness policy.
Isn't that wild? You know, for some of the people that are listening right now, we're talking maybe a foreign language about what Cogno movement is. So I just real quick, Cogno movement, like cognitive movement, kind of like it sounds. You basically focus on whatever it might be. You know, I feel this way about, you know, say, for example, my family and being ill. And then there's these real specific movements that cause a neurological release and a reprogramming of your brain. And with this, it collapses the old thought pattern. And literally, not only don't you think it, but you don't feel it anymore. So that's what that is. I won't go into too much detail, you know, about how to do it, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're talking about changing those automatic responses. So like for this person, obviously it's not logical. Her logical mind had no idea that she was upholding a rule that her family set up, you know, terms and agreements about being sick. No, that came from all of a sudden her neurology released that idea. We found it in her body that really this was a boundary that she was very terrified to cross. And when we were talking about, she was laughing about it a little bit because it really doesn't make logical sense. It's something that you learn. It could be genetics. It's often unspoken in families, you know, having a lot of money. That's really for people who are jerks. And our family is poor and nice. Or our group, you know, we're always sick. And so we're always looking for new natural ways. I have seen some people, and I know some people who go to all kinds of alternative practitioners all the time. And they never get well because the reality that they've made up is we see alternative practitioners. Well, you have to be sick to do that. If you're well, you have no reason to see alternative practitioners. So they really believe in alternative modalities, which is wonderful, but it has become their whole life. So they never, never get well. So one of them in particular came to my office and we made such a dramatic change in the problem they were having that it scared them to death, the whole family as a whole. Because this person was the focus of all the alternative practitioners. And if he was well, then what was the mom going to do? And what would the dad do? Because he supports this whole thing. And 5 days a week, we go to practitioners so that that person can get well. If that person actually literally got well, which is the reason for the appointments, their whole storyline blows up. And this is what I'm talking about for myself. So I call it rules. Some people call it the electric fence, borders, boundaries. But imagine Harry Potter, the book Harry Potter. It's a universe within itself. It has rules. Like some kids are magicians and they go to the Harry Potter school, Hogwarts. I'm embarrassed that I know that. And other kids are muggles. They're normal people. They don't. So that's one of the rules. In the rules of Harry Potter, there's a game called Quidditch where people can fly on a broom, right? So there's a universe within storylines. We see it on TV all the time. Books, stories, TV, video games have a universe. Well, it turns out that we do too. We create our own universe, meaning in the people that they didn't want the one member of the family to get well because it blew up their whole storyline, that's their story. That's their universe. That's their reality. It's not true in mine. It's not true in yours. But for them, that's the boundary. That's the rule. And when the rule came very close to being broken, the possibility that this person would be well, they got really uncomfortable. And that's what we're talking about. And that's the crap I'm not putting up in with myself. I realize that I'm creating my own reality. Whether we like it or not, we create the story that happens in our lives. And all of a sudden, I realized I had storylines that I really did not like. I was not going to turn on the TV and watch that show, right? But when I came real close to breaking out of that, I would get the zap by the electric fence. I'd get real uncomfortable and I would feel it in my body. Tension, irritation, frustration, the desire to move back away from a new reality into my old story, my own universe, right? I'd written myself into a box. So in Liz Larson style, I'm like, dang it. When did I agree to those terms and conditions? It's like your iPhone, it updates. You have no idea what the heck they just updated, but you know, you want to use the phone. So you accept, right? So when I realize that I am about to break one of my own rules and I'm real uncomfortable, that's when I'm not putting up with my own crap. And I do my cognitive movement session. And I realize that all of a sudden it collapses in my body. I don't feel uncomfortable anymore. We call it neutral, but I just don't feel uncomfortable anymore. Now there's this sweet spot, this opening in which I can make up a new rule. It's my rules. So I make up a new one about health, about money, about bodies, all kinds of things. And to be honest, you know, Bill, I have been having a good time. I've been having fun. Where before, when I was frustrated, and that tends to be my set point, I would, you know, suffer about it for days. And, you know, I really, really, really want to be someone else's fault. I really do. Because that'd be easier, right?
Well, you know, we all do that, though. Isn't it true that, you know, we were talking off camera, and that one of the realizations was that for all of us, what we do is when these things are happening, quote unquote, to us, these rules that we created that we don't like, we blame it on other people. It's out of my control. This just happened to me. But when the opposite happens and it's like, hey, you know what? I just made $1 million or I got this new car or whatever. It is like I'm owning my power. We want to disown our power when things don't go our way. And then we own our power when things are. But you know what? The realization that we're talking about is whether it's going, quote unquote, your way or not, it's your power. And Liz Larson has this amazing list. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. When we get back from break, she's going to go over this list of insights that I like to say centuries after Liz is gone, this list is going to be talked about. This list will be referenced. It is things that you want to know. Get out your pad and paper or be ready to record when we get back from our break. UK Health Radio, take it away.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back, and Bill's referring to a list, and it's really a list I made for myself. You know, as I was realizing that I'm breaking my own rules, and that's what's making me uncomfortable. And then I would, like I started to say, I'm wandering around aggravated or frustrated or whatever for days. Well, that's my own crap. It's my physical body having a reaction to a neurological rule. They really are in our neurology. That's where the rules are. They just happen to create our life, right? So, you know, we recognize that through how we feel, and that feeling of frustration and aggravation. For me, it might be, you know, tension in my head, you know, a little queasiness in my belly, or tension all over. Sometimes I'll find that the tension will move into my jaw, and I'm clenching at night, even when I'm not even awake. So these are the symptoms I look for to know that I'm up to my own crap again. I'm creating limitation for myself, or at least I have that through that feeling I can recognize, right? So, but there's some things you have to understand before you can really do this for yourself fully. Some things you have to understand. So first, you have to have the awareness that you're creating your own universe. We were talking off camera. This can be a sticking point for some people, right, Bill? Because, you know, the question of God gets in the middle of it. But what are we really talking about?
You know, what we're talking about is, you know, a recognition that you're it, that nothing was created before you were created, that that divine spark is you, and it is everything. So that acknowledging or noticing, and that's all it is. You know, it's a noticing. When the greats throughout history, they call it self-realization. Oh, it's not like, you know, something that they just simply realized. Oh, I realize it. So just exploring, it's me.
Okay, I'm going to make this much less esoteric and really simple. And once I say this, everybody's going to be like, oh my God, that's true. So right now, you guys, if you're hearing on UK Health Radio, not seeing us on video, I can see Bill McKenna. Bill McKenna has blue-gray eyes. The shirt he has on is navy blue, but a blue-gray tint. The pillows behind him are a blue-gray, very marine. The couches are white. The wall behind has a slight blue tinge. The room behind Bill McKenna looks exactly like where Bill McKenna would live. Now, if you could see me, the wall behind me is gold. There's a Greek looking or Roman looking head with flowers in it. There's books. You know, there is a very eclectic scene behind me in my set. It looks like what Liz Larson would have. So everything in your house is you. It's your things. You know, it's like in Italian, the mob was called La Cosa Nostra, our things. So the car you drive really looks like a car you would drive. People would know that, you know? People would recognize you in your house because this is the reflection of you, your nervous system. You created this little reality. You know, go look at your clothes. Those are not the clothes that maybe your best friend wears. I mean, certainly my closet isn't, right? They look like me. They look like my neural pattern. So in your life, if you look around, everything that's there is really going to reflect how you feel. If you look around your house and it's a little shabby, notice if you're feeling a little shabby these days. If you're looking around your house and it is so rigidly clean that, and if anything were at a place you would feel miserable about it, you might be a person who's having an influence on your own reality that's very, very rigid. All we're talking about is that you are literally involved in choosing your own environment, but it goes all the way into how you interact with your family, how you speak, how you feel, what your health is like, what you choose for food, how much money's in your account. All of those things, whether we like it or not, are a reflection of what's going on in our own nervous systems, the rules that we've created consciously and unconsciously. So I hope that's a little easier, but if you look around, you'll see you reflected in your environment. So that's number one. You have to have at least the curiosity or an awareness that you're creating your own experience. It is the most powerful thing there is, but it's also a massive responsibility. And I'm like everybody else. I don't like it. I really want it to be someone else's fault. I really want it to be that someone else is limiting me, except for that I don't, because when I realized it's my crap, I'm the one who built the boundaries, unconsciously, possibly, but I'm the one who can break them. Now you're talking. Now that's fun.
Empowerment.
Empowerment, the ultimate. It is the ultimate power. Here's another thing I said to Bill today. People who have a hard time with you're creating your own reality because of religion or whatever, there's a way that I like to really look at it, is that source energy, whatever you want to call that thing, is just having a laugh through you, having an experience. This is not anything I made up, but you know, there is a theory that it's really just energy experiencing through you. So it's like God watching the soaps, if you will, right? What's going to happen next? And no matter what you do, good, bad, right, wrong, it's new. You know, when they say there's nothing new under the sun, that's not true, because in your experience at the time, age you are now, what time it is right now, how much hair you have on your head or don't, you know, what you've experienced that day, if your underwear are too tight, all of that sets up for a brand new, unique experience. And then you decide what to do next. It's all new. It's all expansion. It all would be considered divine. If you imagine yourself being able to experience everything all at once, and through that, everything grows a little bit, that's really what we're talking about. Now, if you bring it down to the personal, you get to have a more choice in what's created next. And it's all good, because source is like, woo, here we go. What's going to happen next in this soap opera?
thing I love about this is back to the basics. And the basics are that, you know what, all those things that you saw around us, that Liz talked about, that basically are you, you know, reflections of you. These things are the product of automatic reactions.
Yeah.
They're automatic feelings that you have. You're ruled by the subconscious, and the subconscious gets its way by automatically creating a feeling. And what we're talking about with the exercise that we're discussing is reprogramming that. Oh, I have a different feeling, so my environment will change. But anyway, let's go. Next one. Let's go.
So the next one is, and it makes perfect sense based on the last one, you have to have a willingness to know that it's possible to change your reality, or at least be curious that you can. So if you're in a place where you absolutely do not believe you can change your own reality, you got to go back a step and find out some more information about that. You know, the ideas of changing and shifting your reality. But I may have just helped you in having you look around your room. You want to change your reality? Move your furniture. You want to change your reality? Clear out your closet. You want to change your reality? Walk outside instead of inside. It's that simple. You decide what you're going to do next. We're doing it all the time, whether we like it or not. Why not just do it more consciously? So that's rule two, is, you know, you have to have that awareness that you can do it and that you are doing it. So the third one is, you have to be able to recognize a limitation, a rule, a boundary. Bill really likes electric fence. How do we recognize it, Bill? How do we recognize that limitation? We've been kind of alluding to it, but what really is the recognition?
So this recognition of a boundary, a border, a fence line in my life is, as I start to move towards it, I literally get uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Have just notice. For those of you that are single out there, you know, there's probably somebody good looking or you find attractive in whatever way that is. And then you start to literally think about calling them, or if you see them, approaching them or whatever. And notice if there's an uncomfortable feeling, like, no, you don't do that. You know, they're way too out of my league for this or that. No, they're not. So with that, know that there's a boundary. It's that type of feeling. And this type of feeling, as we alluded to earlier, could be, let's say you're in the doctor's office and you're like, you know, the doctor is saying, you know what, this is the course of action. And you're like, wait, whoa, hey now. You know, you want to say, wait a second, is there another option about this? Or, but you feel like, don't say anything. It's the doctor. Don't ask any questions. Just nod and say yes. Well, that's another border, a fence line, a boundary, right? For us that are older, what we were taught, you know, the priest and the doctor, they're close, right? Those are your people that are in charge, and they're, you know, don't, not to be questioned. You know, that's a, you know, it's another rule, right? Another rule. And this could be any rule, right?
Yeah. There's another way that you can recognize when you're moving up against a boundary. Feeling it is really the answer to how to clear it as well. The answer and the problem are in the same place. But there's another way. Listen to what you say. Listen to what you say. When someone offers you a solution, you ever had a problem that you're venting about? Someone offers you the clearest solution on the planet and you're like, nope, that's not going to work. You know, instantly your gut seizes up and you're like, that jerk dared to give me a simple answer to this. I think I might punch him right in the head, right? It's impossible.
Oh my God. I got to tell a story about this. Liz, I haven't thought about this one in years. Many years ago, you know, I heard about some technology, new technology, where there is a membrane that they would put on your tongue. And with this membrane that you put on the tongue, it's somehow interfaced with your eyes. So blind people could literally see again. Wow. You know, and it was brand new technology. And I was like, oh my gosh, blind people could see again through this technology. And you just put this, you have this little piece of membrane on your tongue that, you know, you could take it out, right? But I got, as fate would have it, you know, I was visiting somebody in the hospital and there was an elevator and bing bong, you know, I'm getting into the elevator. A woman is there with the, you know, the cane, right? The red and white cane. She's blind, clearly blind. I mean, you know, you could see it, that there was nothing there. And And we get on the elevator and the door closes. It's just me and her. And I said, hey, oh my gosh. Did you hear about the new technology? You know, you literally can put this thing on your tongue and then you could see again. And she goes, yeah, I know about that. That's weird. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
I have the same story. I have a very, very dear friend of mine who had been deaf for 30 years. Cochlear implant became available to her. We went. I took her. She had the surgery. The next day, the brain has to relearn how to hear through the cochlear implant because it doesn't hear through the ears anymore. It hears through the device and directly into the brain. Really cool. So I was so thrilled that there's this amazing miracle that's going to let my friend talk again or hear again and hear our conversations, and we can talk with each other. And she could hear that the next day. She could hear the tick-tock of the turn signal. That's what her brain could pick up. And she could hear that we were talking, but couldn't quite get it. So we're so thrilled, so excited. But very, very rapidly, every kind of problem came up. And it didn't work for her. It didn't work. But it was like the kinds of problems that were very solvable, except for in her world, they were not. She had a limitation, a boundary about being deaf, you know, and it's no judgment, but we all do it. We all do it. We'll complain about something and then someone gives us the answer and we were like, nope, I'm not doing it.
So, you know what? And if you're listening to this, you know, you've probably had one of your friends, you know, that was going through a hard time and you were like, hey, you know, right over here is the answer.
Yeah.
There's, you know what? Hey, I know you're thirsty. Here's a bottle of water. And they're like, no, I'm not drinking that. You know, that's tap water, or, you know, you name it. fill in the blank. But you know what? Here's the hard thing to swallow. We do it too. And we have our own rules. And just to notice, what we're trying to do today is, you know, Liz is just bringing out kind of a open your eyes, you know? And once, you know, it's kind of hard to open your eyes that I have these, right? It's hard to open your eyes. You don't want to. But once you do and start doing something about it, right, where you reprogram this response, holy cow, wow, look out.
Just this one step, the minute you are become fully aware of your own limitation, which is a hard one, or even just not even fully aware, slightly aware, and you hear it coming out of your mouth, I never have enough money. I always have bad luck. You know, my car always breaks down in the nick of time, you know, right when I don't want it to. I always get a sinus infection right before I fly. That was mine. So let's take a quick break and hear from the good people at the UK Health Radio. And when we come back, we'll continue on with the list.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. Okay. So moving on to the list, we're talking about manifestation and my new process of not putting up with my own crap. So this is one of the ways that I'm not putting up with my own crap. I feel myself saying, no, Bill McKenna, it's impossible. I can't do that to solve my problem easily. That's a limitation. That's my own crap. That's me. And now I laugh. It's guys, I'm telling you, it sounds terrible in the beginning, but it's so much fun. You're like, okay, there's some of my own crap. So I will ask myself, so what rule is this about that I'm unwilling to actually create a solution that's right in front of me? Oh, gosh, well, maybe it's this or that. And then we use our cognitive movement tool to find it, find the boundary. So that leads me to the next rule. You've got to be willing to let it go. So whatever the rule is that you made, you have to at least have the willingness or awareness to be like, okay, I think I'll be done with that now. Now, maybe you don't know how. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, you know what? This one, you might on the surface say, well, gosh, sure, I would be willing to let it go because I think that there's an opportunity on the other side. Now, having said that, there's a lot of things like Liz had talked about earlier. This is social, right? Your family, the society you come from, the religion, you name it, all of it, you know, you might get kicked out of your friend's network. There's all kinds of feelings about it, you know. I once had a person that wanted to have a Porsche S4 in the most desperate way, but somehow she had made up a rule that she would lose all of her friends, that they would just simply go away. Now, who would trade that? Nobody's going to trade it. Like, I'm going to give up all my friendships for a car. Well, guess what? It wasn't true. It wasn't true. And you know, the manifestation happened. And guess what? Everybody's just fine.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And that is the thing. Bing, 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 answer. All of a sudden, you collapse the rule in your own body. This is where you need a tool to let it go. That's easy enough to say. You may need a tool to let it go. And what we mean is where your body just doesn't feel that anymore. You don't feel uncomfortable. You don't feel stressed or pushed or tense around it. You just feel like, that was dumb. You know, whatever. And we use the cognitive movement tool, but you may find another tool that works for you. Ours just works, you know, pretty fast. So you have to be willing to get to that place. So, all right, I just recognize that I just said, you know, I always gain 5 pounds after I eat one French fry. Dang it. There's my rule again. What we say and what we feel is what creates our reality. It's just like we talked about the person you were saying with Portia. That's what she wanted. That's a reflection of her. I don't want a Porsche. You know, don't give me one of those, but she wanted it. That's creating her reality. She also had a limitation around having it. But the minute she didn't, that Porsche showed up so fast. And a new reality was created where her friends didn't care. There may have been something before that where she suspected that they might actually be irritated. She may have seen it. She may have felt it. But when she changed the pattern in her body and then created a new set of realities, it instantly changed. She got the Porsche and her friends stayed happy. This is the coolest thing about this. When you collapse a rule, a boundary, a border, you create a new opportunity for a new reality. So this is another one on the list. You got to be willing to let go of every other possibility while not making new rules about how it happens. So our Porsche girl, she didn't. She just collapsed the pattern in her body, the rule, with Bill's help. And then shabam, everything lined up for the Porsche to show up. So when we think, well, I can't have that, Bill. I can't have that Porsche because I can't get the loan. And then, you know, it's not on, it's in, you know, 1,000 miles away from me. And it, you know, it's not possible, right? We start to set up the rules about how it can happen. We have to be willing to let that go. No rules about how anything can happen. Just, oh yeah. I just opened the gate. The electric fence has been deactivated and cut open. And oh, there's a whole new universe in which the Porsche is available or the house is available or the Marlboro man. We have a story about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny. Now, this one is really, really important. You know, letting go of it has to be this way. You know, It's obviously going, I know the possibilities that are in my life, so it has to show up like this. It reminds me of a really funny story of there was one person that was, they wanted a Tesla Model 3 that was going to be a particular color, and it was going to be a particular interior, and they, you know, they had a lot of things that we worked through, you know, like, oh, there's so much emotion around cars, but we unblocked it. We unblocked it. And the next thing you know, she goes home and it's in the driveway with a red bow on it, drives up and, you know, doesn't think it's hers, but how funny, how very, very funny she figured out it was hers. She was madder than a wet hen. She was like, I don't want it this way. I don't want it that way. I wanted it this way. No, yeah. The damn thing showed up. It's in your driveway with a bow on it. So anyway, it's very, very funny.
Yeah. This awareness is huge though, because we realize the minute we collapse old rules, most of the time we make new ones. So this last thing is about, don't make up any more rules about how it can happen. And that leads us into the next rule. No other person's reality matters. Now, this is a hard one for people like, what? I'm going to get a Tesla? Well, how's my husband going to feel? And how's my... Whoa, here's the big one, guys. Big trap. We start to make up rules about how other people are going to fit into this reality. It clamps us right down. The truth is, they're going to experience it through their own unique body, through their own unique eyes, through their, you know, how their underwear fits that day, what they ate. It's none of your business how they experience it. Now, in your reality, it's all going to work out beautiful from your perspective. But that's a big sticker for some people, isn't it, Bill?
None of your business.
None of your
business. That's what none of your business, you know? So just allow that, to allow others to have their experience. Just allowing them. Ah, this is what is a reflection of your rules and your reality, and I'm going to allow you to have it.
It's not about not caring. In fact, it's about caring the most, actually. You care the most when you let them have whatever it is their experience is, and know that you're going to have this experience and they are probably going to be a part of it. The more joyful you are, really, the more joyful they're going to be. So that's a big one. And all of these, guys, this is really our gift for you this week, is this list. And in our extended conversation, we're going to talk more about trauma and how, why some of these things get in there. But for today, this is our gift to use this list. Just consider them, wander around with them one by one, re-listen and write them down and just see where you are, how you're feeling about it. And we'll create some more answers in the next segment. So anywhere that you can find podcasts outside of the UK Health Radio Network, you'll be able to get the extended conversation as well as YouTube as well. So let's keep going with this list so we can actually just get through it in this episode. You feel the flow and the movement and power toward the new reality. So if you're in the last one where you're busy worrying about how your spouse is going to feel about this beautiful thing that you want in your life, you cannot be in the flow toward. How do you know you cleared your rule? It's easy. You feel this gentle flow toward. Oh, okay. Yeah, obviously. Or really, really quickly, a way that that is going to happen just pops into your mind. It's so easy. These solutions easy. And you're not resisting it. You're not like, nope, I don't want it that way. You're just like, oh, well, that would be very cool. You just are in the flow. It's a pull forward. It's a feeling in the body, guys. The same way you feel or push up against and have discomfort around a rule, a limitation, the opposite happens. You literally just feel like you're being drawn toward it. It's so easy now. just a change in your physiology. That's it. All right. Here's the next one. And this one's a hard one too. I'm so sorry about this, that these are hard ones. But really, once you get into them, you realize how much sense they make and how easy they are. And it's the willingness to allow it to work itself out. The willingness to allow itself to work itself out however it does and show up whenever it does. Don't put any rules on it. Any more rules. You feel open. You feel easy. It feels like it's coming. Cognitive movement has an amazing tool for helping this piece happen. That's why we're able to do this, is because of these tools. But you really just allow it. It's just happening. Okay. And this is a part of your neurological system. When you're able to just really let it be, your body just gets to neutral in it, and you forget about it really until it shows up in your life.
This is this point right here is something that has been stated, you know, by all the greats throughout time, is exactly what Liz is saying. And one of the things, the tools that is part of cognitive movement or cognoquantum, is that we actually have a process to make it happen where you're not going to fight it. It's like, no, I want it, and it's got to, and nah. Imagine that if you actually organically really didn't feel that way anymore. You were like, no, that's about to go down, and I don't know exactly time, but it's going to go down, and I know it. Now, you're not pretending it. It's something you know.
Yeah, your body doesn't have any tension around it at all.
Yeah.
Just easy and like, yeah, okay, that's happening. It's just like ordering a meal at a restaurant and you know it's going to show up. You don't worry about it. And that's what it feels like physically. So we're bumped up against our time for this segment. And so I just want to share there's one more rule. And then there are two more things that we're going to give you in the extended conversation. So the last one is keep your reality to yourself. Do not go spreading your reality all over other people. This is a hard one too. Oh my God, Bill, I just did a manifestation for, you know, a trip to Europe. What's going to happen? Bill is going to put his reality on me, right? He's going to rub it all over my new manifestation. No, you're not. You can't do that. You know that you need a vaccine or masks, or you know you don't have the money for that, or, you know, you're going to be too tight, right? Keep it to yourself. Let your manifestations flow into your life only for you, just for you. And then when it happens, share. But before that, it's not anybody else's business. Just like what they feel about it isn't any of yours. It's one of those things that's just happening. You planted a seed, you're going to let it grow. You don't plant a seed and then go tell everybody about it. You just plant the seed because it's going to grow. When it's a beautiful, big, 12-foot tall sunflower, then you brag about it a little. All right, Bill McKenna, we have run out of time for the UK Health Radio Network. Everybody, thank you so much for being here with us today and playing. If you want to know more about what we do, cognomovement.com, you can look up CognoQuantum. There's the tiny book of Big Manifesting is free. But join us in the extended conversation where we will give you a bit more.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So in our previous conversation, Bill, we were talking about the list of things that really, is what it takes, the understandings, to be able to absolutely create your own reality and manifest. But there are some things that hold you back, which we're going to talk about in this segment in about trauma. But I want to add just one more thing. So when we were talking about this, there's some things that got added to the list. That it's not about thinking outside the box. It's about burning the box to the ground, right?
Exactly.
There's this box we put ourselves in, the limits, the boundaries. We're burning that thing down. And what we're talking about is like systems. I can't have the money because in the current and economy, I can't. Oh, no, you don't. That's a bigger boundary, a limit that you can collapse in your own neurology. It's part of a term and agreement that you signed up for inadvertently. Those are some of the things we can let go too.
And you know what? Currently, today, there is so much hype. Everybody is trying to convince us, oh my gosh, no, 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 no. There's a bunch of lack. Every type of lack you could think of. A lack of health, a lack of wealth, a lack of this, a lack of that. A lack of compassion, a lack of understanding, division, all of those things. There's hardly enough to go around, right? But it's all false. It's all false. Well, I would say it's real and false is probably much better put. What we're talking about is completely burning down the rules that we put in place for ourselves, and the rules also that everybody's trying to get us to buy into that are not in our best and highest interest.
Yeah. So there's really a fun way to think about this. It's something I've done for many, many years. And I ask myself this, has anybody on the planet ever done it? Has anybody ever made money in a slow economy? Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. Lots of people do. Lots of people become millionaires and billionaires in a slow economy. So don't tell me you can't have financial abundance in a slow economy. I know it's true. It's not true. I was thinking about Elon Musk the other day. You know that he makes up his own rules about money. Clearly, he's the richest person on the planet. Depending on the day, there's somebody else who vies for it. But, Elon Musk could spend $40 billion if he wants to. He could lose it. He'll get it back. He literally has created a whole universe about money. Before Elon Musk, there wasn't anybody quite like him. He expanded what's even possible in terms of earning. So ask yourself, is the thing that you're saying is impossible, are you just bumping up against a rule you agreed to? And has it ever happened anywhere? And if it has, it's possible for you. So we're saying it's not about thinking outside the box. It's about thinking outside the universe that you created for you.
And Elon is a perfect example of somebody who does that. Think about it. Since when is any human ever explored, like, for real? Yeah, I think I want to create a rocket ship and go to the Mars. I want to go to another planet. Yeah, me. No, I think I want to. Oh, yeah. And, I'm going to create a car company, and I'm going to create all of these different companies. There's so many companies. One after the next, solving big problems. But problems that nobody even really seriously considers. And he's smoking the entire industries, smoking them. He came into the car industry, brutal industry. I don't think there's any company that's ever joined up in the car industry that at some point it hasn't gone bankrupt. You know, there's maybe been a one or two. Yeah, right. You know, but here he is and smoking them at their own game.
Well, I mean, the fact that he created SpaceX, who before created their own company to go to space? That was what the government did. But now Elon has opened that up for anybody who has the money to do it. You want to go to space? And now the government uses his equipment. That's new. He created his own universe, his own reality, and he expanded ours in the process, right?
Right.
So don't just think outside the box. Think outside the universe that you created for you. You can create so much more if you're willing to actually challenge institutions, the banking institution, economy, or like Elon Musk, literally everything. Now what's true for him was never true before, but it is now. He made it happen. Just in the exercise of thinking this way, you create new things. You expand for you. Now, you may never create SpaceX. I probably won't in my life. But you and I created something that didn't exist before because we had a desire and a willingness to think outside of what existed already. So here's the next thing, and this is a big one. This is a mic drop moment. The universe isn't holding you back. You're holding back what's possible in your universe with your limitations, with your limited feeling, thought patterns. So I'll say it again. The universe isn't holding back. We're holding back the universe through our perspective. When you release this, it creates a new reality. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, gosh, you know, I know there's so many people around the globe right now, you know, like, share this, you know, wherever you're at. Think about the truth of this. The universe is not limiting you. You are limiting the universe, right? So the truth of this, the reality of it, the universe is, the very nature of it is abundant. The very nature of it is creative. That's its nature.
Yeah.
It's nature. And so you are created in the image and likeness. You are part of the universe. So how do you think there would be a limit in some way, shape, or form for you? It's, and by the way, I'm including myself in this. It's me. It's you, right? Yeah. And it's so easy to see in another person. Right? You look at your friends, right? You see them like, my God, you're full of potential. And, you know, you're beautiful. You're a beautiful man. You're a beautiful woman. You deserve to have anything that you want. I mean, beauty in terms of total being. And you're like, and then they don't. It's because of them holding back the universe.
Well, think about 200 years ago, Bill. What the world looked like. It is a completely, completely different place. It expanded in ways that what is possible today was absolutely still possible 200 years ago. It was. In the realm of all things possible, it happened. So clearly it was. It just wasn't very probable because people had not started to expand their thinking. Once, you know, Edison and Tesla, Marconi, all of them came up with their inventions, and everybody else is like, oh, hey, that's possible. Well, now look what I can do, right? So possibility is unlimited. The only limitation is ourselves. So if you think your world is limited, it's only is because you think it. And I just want to point out J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter. We talked about this earlier. J.K. Rowling was a single mother on welfare. And she had an idea, right? So on the train, on the way to work, she scribbled down her idea about Harry Potter. Harry Potter is a whole universe now. She created billions and billions of dollars, thousands, hundreds of thousands of jobs, probably, expanded the minds of billions of people now as well. We all also share in the universe of Harry Potter that she created. But she didn't have advantages. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey came from a broken home. She was a Black woman. She was heavy. She's not classically beautiful. Oprah Winfrey created a whole genre of talk shows for women. She's a billionaire. She created a possibility that didn't exist before, but not with advantages, with her determination. Period. End of story. She created it. She was one of those people willing to, in whatever way she did, let go of the boundary and walk through it again and again and again. And, you know, she's one, I don't think anything was handed to her. I think it was all she made up the idea that she wanted and she moved forward, right? So consider yourself in this as we're talking. Where have you limited your own universe? Where do you believe it's not possible? But if you could just feel different, if you could get up in the morning and have a tool where you could be like, oh, I can't do it today, to, woo, look what I can do. Then you could do anything, right? If you felt better about it, if you felt better, you could do it. So that's the idea. Expand your universe. Now, Bill McKenna, when we were talking about this, you told me something. It starts with the word stop, and the second word is asking. What did you say?
Oh, you know what? And this was kind of a major realization along the path. And that was, stop asking the universe for it, whatever that is, for help, and simply begin to see it. You are one with all. And when we start to ask, you know, hey, help me, we are basically creating duality. We are saying, oh, I'm separate from this, I'm separate from that. But there's this trick, and it is, I am that. Nothing was created before you were created. At the instant of your creation is the instant of all creation. If you look in your heart, physically, you know, your chest is like, that was the beginning of the entire universe. And it still is. And so if that is, and it's in all, how about this? I'm going to let go of the rules, and I'm simply going to begin to own that, to own it. And it's like, oh, this is the way I see things now. I simply see things this way. You know what the universe does? It starts to bend to that reality.
It really does. And when you're no longer feeling in your body that feeling of not moving forward, of stuck, of resistance, tension, whatever it is towards that idea, when all of a sudden there's this pull forward, like we were talking about in my list, the flow forward, everything that you thought was impossible or that you thought someone needed to hand you simply becomes available. This is my word for the year, availability. It becomes available to you. You know, you're not reaching out, you're not struggling, you're not asking for something else to be provided necessarily. You're generating it. You're generating the feeling of flow and open, and it becomes available. It shows up. It's really like magic. You know, I really like to think about J.K. Rowling, you know, when I'm wandering around in my mind of what's possible and thinking about what didn't exist before she decided and had the energy to simply write down that book, right? Mm-hmm. It just didn't exist. You know, the roles for those characters, the publishers, the people who shot the movie, all of that, none of that existed. And then one day she had the idea and the energy to write it down. That's it. Then it became available. the rest of the universe came available. Same with Elon Musk. When he decided to make Tesla, whatever decisions he made in the beginning and felt good about moving forward, that whole universe of electric cars flew open. The doors flew open and the possibility became available for it. So consider that for yourself. You know, stop asking the universe and see if you can generate the feeling of that particular new expansion of the universe. It's that easy. But there is something that holds people back. And we'll talk about it for just a few minutes. This has been such a fun conversation. I don't want to bring us down at all. But, you know, people will say, I've got all this baggage. I've got all this trauma is really the it word these days. And I would like to say, it's really just stuff that happened to you, stuff that you experienced. Now, some of those things are big deals. They were terrible. Everybody would admit it's terrible. But our body can record trauma from not being given a popsicle when we're four. The nervous system will record that as trauma. Most people don't think about it that way. But it's literally the things you've experienced in the past. They're not happening now, but they're still playing out in your nervous system as though they're happening today. And you said something that was interesting, Bill. You said that alone, that quote unquote trauma, is what limits most people in their manifesting.
It is. So if you were to go back and think about the biggest traumas in your life, well, whatever that big trauma, everybody's got one, it actually is in the field that's around you. Now, why do I say that that thing has anything to do with our limitation, the speed at with which we manifest, that our manifestation is stuck or not happening? And when you understand the flow of how a manifestation goes from thought to thing, then this is going to make a lot more sense. It's also something that is a physical experience. You'll be able to physically reach out and feel that manifestation, that trauma in your field, and that it's that thick that you could feel it with your hand. And so it blocks your manifestation. So what is the flow, the current of manifestation? There is an energy field that goes on around you that's a torus field. It looks like a donut. The top of the donut is at the top of the head. The bottom is at the base of the torso. And the energy comes up and around and through you like a big donut. Now, throughout our lifetime, what happens is we have traumatic experiences and good experiences. We have all kinds of experiences. But the traumatic experiences can slow down this torus field. Look at it kind of like sludge. Well, if I, for example, want to manifest anything, you name it. Let's say it's these new pair of glasses, right? I see them in the store and I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. I got it. So what happens is I'll see them in the store, right? I see them in the counter and I try them on and oh my gosh, they're expensive. I want to think about that. Well, when I have the desire for these glasses, it starts to materialize in the field around me. Literally, in my field, that'll start to materialize. It starts to gain density. Now, one of the amazing things, you know, the near-death experience, people who have had the near-death experience actually see the physical object in the field. And they were like, oh my God, there was a motorcycle right in your field. I was like, yeah, I've been wanting that motorcycle. Well, as you put energy into it, it gets denser and denser. And what happens is the current of manifestation, literally the flow of energy. It goes down through the top of your head. You have these energy centers. It comes down through your body to your base energy center. This is at the base of your torso. This is how the energy flows. Well, as I mentioned a minute ago, there is the trauma. Whatever, let's just say I was beaten as a child, right? And I wonder, God, you know, things don't seem to happen for me very easily, you know, or maybe there's financial issues. So there'll be this cloud in the field, for example, and you have this manifestation and you're saying, oh, glasses. And it's trying to go through the field. And it's like, it hits the big sludge. Okay. I know this sounds like hocus pocus, but I'm going to show to you right now that it's not. This is very real stuff. Now, some of you know about an EEG, right? You put a brain cap on your head and it measures your brain waves. There's something else called an MEG. It's a magnetoencephalography. These devices, same as an EEG, but it's outside of your head. There are universities across the globe that have this. Every time I have a thought, what happens is in the field around me, bing, bing, it creates electrical charge. That they take this and can measure your brain waves and what happened in your brain, whole nine yards. Anyway, so to show you that this is real, I want you to simply think of whatever that big, big problem in your life, that person or event in your life. And whatever that is for you, open your hand and think, if whatever, whoever it was, mom, dad, brother, sister, boss, if they were in the field that was around me, where would they be? What's the number one place? Just close your eyes and think about it first. If there was a place that person, that experience with them was, where would it be? You already know. Now, it might be behind you, and I'll address that in a second. But if it's somewhere within an arm's reach, open your hand and reach out. And this slowly, reach out to that area where you think it would be. What you're going to feel, and if you do it slowly, is you're going to feel a density. It's like, oh my gosh, there is a air pressure wave. There's heat. There's cold. Or I feel like almost a nano electrical shock right here. Like tick, 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 little shocks. Go underneath where you think it would be. Come up underneath it and feel it. Feel it from underneath. Do you feel a weight? Literally a weight? Feel the left side of it, the right side of it, the top of it. It literally has a dimension to it, and it has a thickness. Anyway, I just wanted to show you that it's real. Your thoughts, your traumas, and your manifestations as well are in the field around you. There's a lot that we can do with this. And you can learn more about it on some other videos that we have.
Well, yeah. I mean, and people can download the tiny book of big manifesting on our site, Cogno Movement. So just come to Cogno Movement and you'll see the free ebook download. And yeah, we have talked about this a whole lot. So some other places you can find us are on YouTube. And on Facebook at Cogno Movement, both places. And you'll find some more about manifesting there as well. And then here on the UK Health Radio Network, there's a whole catalog of interviews that we've done with other amazing guests as well on the topic. But if you're brand new to this, the place to start is start to notice where you're uncomfortable when you want something. start to notice and see if you can get the inkling, oh boy, I just bumped up against one of my own little rules or boundaries. And see if it's also in that place in the field, like Bill just talked about. Just try it on, you know, in the privacy of your own home so you don't feel weird doing it. Say, okay, I just felt a little uncomfortable about that thing I wanted to create. All right, now reach out and see, is it also there? You know, start to notice that this really is quite real. We're not talking about woo-woo. We're not even talking about weird energy science. We're talking about energy, electricity, magnetism. We're talking about the electromagnetic, hormonal, and chemical signature that your body puts out every time it feels one of these patterns. So anyway, there's so much more to talk about. We could talk for days. I want to thank everybody for being here with us today. If you try any of this and you get some kind of an amazing effect, we really want to hear about it. Reach out to us. Miracles are mandatory reporting with Cogna Movement. Also, if you have questions, reach out to us, info@cognamovement.com. We'll answer. You'll be surprised. All right, Bill McKenna, thanks so much for this extended conversation. And we'll see everybody again next week. Be safe and be well.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.